You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Steve Lonergan is a political expert for 1320 WILS and Fox News Radio. He's a political strategist and the director of monetary policy for the American Principles in Action. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
All right. House leaders have unveiled a $1.1 trillion spending bill that would avert partial government shutdown while delaying a fight over President Obama's immigration actions until early 2015. Tell us what you know of this story and this legislation.
Well, I know we have a $1.1 trillion bill that pretty much funds all of government, including Obamacare, right through to September of next year. And now this is in the wake of conservatives across the country giving Republicans control of the U.S. Senate and an even bigger majority in the House of Representatives, expecting, I think, sweeping changes that could put America back on track towards real economic growth. This bill is a big disappointment on a number of levels. And by the way, what's conspicuously absent from this bill are tax cuts, which used to be a key fundamental philosophical concept of Republicans for growing the economy. So this bill, I predict, will pass in some form close to what it is right now, and sometime tonight they'll come out of their chambers. Republicans and Democrats will be smacking each other on the back, congratulating themselves on their compromise so they can go home for Christmas. And by the way, whenever you see that happening, grab your wallets. Two parties embrace each other. And tomorrow morning your listeners will get up to go to work, and it'll be status quo. You'll still have the same squeeze on middle-income working families who are experiencing stagnant wages and a rising cost of living now for 7 years that has seen the income of an average working family drop 7%. We're going to see continuing to accept 5.8%, 5.9% as the new norm for unemployment, because this bill does nothing to address those issues of the economy. It simply is about keeping government rolling. And, you know, you keep hearing about, oh, we have to avoid this government shutdown. Republicans at all costs have to avoid a government shutdown. Well, we had a government shutdown in October of 2013. People squawked about it. And then a year later, Republicans came back and increased their majority in the House and took the Senate. So, you know, maybe it's time they stood the line, you know, hold the line, and stand up for the kind of sweeping changes that we want to see, which is reduce the size of government, just not simply slow down its growth. Cut back on these regulations that are choking American business, and cut taxes for working families. This is what we really want. This, I think, is what people expected going into a new majority.
Steve, what do you expect from this immigration legislation? What do you think is going to happen with that executive order?
I'll tell you what. One of the things they have in this proposed omnibus bill is to withhold funding for the Department of Homeland Protection. So what Obama will do is turn around and say, well, I don't have enough money to secure the borders now. Now, we don't have enough money in this budget, so we're going to have to allow illegals to come pouring in through the borders because you've cut my funding for the bar. So that's a two-edged sword. But, you know, again, look, they're passing this bill because they've got this poll that says Republicans don't want to the country doesn't want to see a government shutdown. Well, if we're going to govern based on polling, polls also tell us Republicans don't want Obamacare. But this bill funds Obamacare. Big issue. That's going to continue to choke businesses in this country.
Steve Lonergan. Well, in the end, what do you think is going to happen with that? He's going to get the executive order and it will stand unless someone changes it when the new president comes in?
On the immigration side?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. This guy, they don't back off. Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid did not back off on jamming Obamacare down our throats despite the polls, despite the public outcry, despite knowing they very well could risk losing the House. They jammed it through, and it still stands. So I have no reason to believe that suddenly in his last 2 years, this president's going to back off on his agenda. He's going to stick to his guns right through to the end. And unfortunately, it doesn't look like Republicans at this moment have the guts to stand up against them.
We've been talking with Steve Lonergan, who's a political expert for 1320 WILS and Fox News Radio. Thanks so much, Steve.
Good to have, thank you.
And thank you for listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.